Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, where today, in honor of Pride Month, I'm going to invite Brett onto the show, and we're going to have a discussion that we've never had before.
If I were a lesbian and I was attracted to a woman, the women that I would be attracted to, when I see them, I'm like, okay, that's cute.
We're also going to share our feelings about the time we've spent in Miami and our thoughts about the next upcoming 6 weeks and a whole bunch more, including a breakdown of things that drove us crazy about the Airbnb that we were staying in. So much to share with you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing. Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Brett Show.
Really?
I've invited a very special guest onto the show with me today. We're going to share in our final night in Miami with you. So thanks so much for joining us. Grab an adult beverage or a cup of coffee, depending on what time of day it is for you, or maybe just a water, and sit back and relax. Brett Johnson, thank you so much for joining me here today on The Chalene Show.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Do you like that
we're super excited
having red Solo cups tonight? Yes. It's like we were in college.
Yes.
Okay. This is a pop quiz to see how well you remember. I know you've got a very good memory. When was the last time we took a photo with red Solo cups?
Were we at the our costume party, Halloween party at 430 Rosewood, and I was Robert Palmer and you were Madonna?
Yes, oh my God, that's so good. You're right, absolutely. 430 Rosewood, East Lansing, Michigan. Someone drive by and you'll see where Brett grew up. Yeah, it's where he grew up, for sure.
It's where I lived in the basement.
He lived in the basement at 430 Rosewood, and that's when we met in Michigan State. And we had a costume party.
And a Halloween party.
Yeah, Halloween party. And do you remember what happened to the one girl that went to jail that night?
Yeah, she was from my roommate who was on the Patreon show a couple weeks ago, Brian. He came down to visit us. Mm-hmm. And it was a girl from his school, his hometown in Reed City. So she got really messed up that night, drank a little too much. And then she got in a car and drove. Yes, not good. Not advised. And we didn't drink and drive that night.
No.
And she drove down the wrong side of like the major highway through East Lansing. Could have killed somebody.
Not funny.
But somebody ended up going to jail that night.
Yeah, she ended up going to jail that night. And what was funny about it is she had dressed as Captain Hook. And she had taken a black magic marker and had drawn a mustache on her. And so she had to go to jail. And she had to take off her wig and her costume and was in jail with just like...
her mustache. That's funny. It's not funny that she was driving.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know why she was driving, because nobody needed to drive. Everybody could have walked home.
I think she like lived in a very close neighboring city, though. Okay. I don't know that she was a state student.
Because most people just walked to the party.
This is our final night here in Miami. We've been here now for 3 months, and I thought it'd be fun for us to just kind of like reflect on it. We were going to do that tonight anyway, so I'm like, we might as well do it with you. We today have spent the entire day like packing. Actually, I feel like
you've been packing for like a week.
And I needed to. So that's something that really stresses me out with someone with ADHD. Like, and I know it is an ADHD thing, like, because each thing that I pick up feels like a difficult decision. Like, how do I pack it? Where do I pack it? Am I going to need it before? You know, all these things. And it's complicated because we're going to New York. So I need to pack things that could just go in my carry-on just for New York. And I also to think about, okay, how do I want to travel from New York to Europe? And then I had to pack things for Europe. And then I had to pack things that we're going to ship back to Michigan, because we're going to go from Europe. We're going to spend like 6 weeks there. And then we're going to go from Europe to Michigan. And that's kind of like, I'm not going to wear the things in Michigan that I'm wearing in Europe. It's just not the same at all. You know, we'll be like back in the woods and shit and like, you know, crazy stuff. Riding motorcycles, campfires, working out. That's about it. And then I have things I need to ship back to California.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a few things while we're here at this place in Miami.
We literally had the FedEx or UPS, Amazon, whatever you wanted, the Prime guy at our house twice a day.
Yeah.
Minimum.
And one time I almost messed up because the delivery person was walking towards the door and I'm like, there's my boyfriend. And I was getting all excited. And then as my boyfriend approached, I realized it was a very, I don't know what gender they were, but I assume it was female. She was really cute, but, you know, very, very masculine.
You can't assume these days.
I mean, not that I would ever be lesbian, but I mean, if I know that if I were lesbian, I would be attracted to a very butch lesbian. I would not be attracted to like a lipstick lesbian such as myself. I mean, not that I'm a lipstick lesbian, but if I were a lesbian, I would be like this. And so therefore I would be considered a lipstick lesbian. Why is that funny? Do you think that I would be more attracted to a very feminine?
No, I think you would be like a little bit more masculine.
Oh yeah. Like with short, you know, the shaved on the side hair.
But I think like still like stylish though.
Yeah, but like in a dude kind of way.
That's what I mean. I could throw out some names, but I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think you would be like attracted to almost like a soccer player or a basketball player that was like.
Go ahead, say it. I don't care who you say.
Like, I don't know who the people would be. I don't know who's lesbian or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I think that would be more attractive to you because you like athletic, you like confident.
Tough.
Yeah, and that would be like an athletic, tough, confident type of person.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Is this a weird conversation?
I don't care. Who cares? I mean, it's the things we would talk about if no one was here anyways. But although we've never had this conversation before.
No.
So there you go. Yeah, I think that if I were a lesbian and I was attracted to a woman, the women that I would be attracted to, when I see them, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cute, is very masculine looking. Mm-hmm. So short hair. I love it when they shave the sides and then it's like long on top and pulled back. Like that's a look. And then, you know, they kind of dress more masculine and mega confidence. Yeah, that
based
kind of thing.
What I described.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fit, that kind of thing. Like if I needed backup in a girl fight, I could ask my lesbian lover to like, you know, take off her. Well, she wouldn't be wearing hoops.
She'd be wearing like studs.
Yeah. For sure. And then I wouldn't have to worry.
And some Air Force Ones.
And maybe some like neck tattoos.
She'd be wearing some Air Force Ones.
Probably.
And some.
Yeah.
Like cargo. Pants.
Like, okay, you probably don't follow her, but there's a gal on TikTok. She's like on the laundry TikTok. She's like the laundry lesbian or something. Anyways, she's awesome. She knows everything about laundry.
Now, I know a lot of you are still struggling with a fitted sheet, so I'm going to show you the fastest and easiest way to fold a fitted sheet. Now, just think of the sheet as TikTok. The top two corners, they're the lesbians. And the bottom corners, they're the straight married ladies. All you're going to do is let the algorithm shove the straight ladies into the lesbians. Now, the truth is, the straight ladies aren't going to know how or why they ended up there. But one thing's for sure, they're not leaving. Now, once you've shoved them together, neither are going to know why the other is there, but nobody's complaining. And all you have to do is fold and fold, flip and flip, and there you have it. Wasn't that fast? Before you knew it, it was over. And the straight ladies, they're used to that. There you go.
So, I mean, like just saying. Anyways, weird conversation. Who cares? It's what we're talking about. Our last night in Miami. So today we spent, which is really cool because I met this gal named Amanda. I've talked to her about her in a few episodes because I just love her. And I like the way it worked out because we have all this furniture that we could like give to the guy who we rented this Airbnb from. I was watching some Airbnb content from Maryland. So I was watching some of Maryland's TikTok content. By the way, shout out to Maryland. Great content if you are thinking about starting an Airbnb or business, etc. And she was just saying, like, if you're an Airbnb host, don't be cheap. Like, it costs $15-$20 to have a nice assortment of spices and to, you know, make sure you've got nice pillows and make sure you've got nice linens and make sure you have enough towels and like all of the things.
I did appreciate that about this place is that the downstairs where the closet was, it was packed with like extra toilet paper and paper towels and pods for the dish or laundry machine. So
yeah.
That extra stuff.
Yeah, it was probably left by the last resident would be my guess, or the last person who stayed here because he did not have, and these are the things you don't know when you rent an Airbnb. Like he didn't even have salt and pepper shakers.
No, there was nothing.
Nothing. The silverware is weirdest, dumbest. If you're trying to lose weight, you want to buy these forks and knives because you can't keep any food on it. Tell them what I did tonight for dinner. How was I eating?
So I made, because, you know, it's the last night. So I just made up like a breakfast dinner, some scrambled eggs, some mushrooms, some turkey, ground turkey and stuff like that. And I look over and homegirl has her mittens inside the bowl and like scoop and eat, like she's from India or something, eating like hummus and stuff, just like scoop and eat, scoop and eat. And her fork was right next to her. And I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I can't even eat with this fork.
No, the fork doesn't even hold one morsel of food on it. It's better than Ozempic. It's like the ultimate weight loss tool. It's the dumbest utensils. And so I hope the gentleman who owns this place never sees this video, but if he does, like, there's just so many completely inconvenient things about this place that you would never know from looking at pictures or if you'd stayed here for like a weekend. But when you're here for 2 months, I know we've like ragged on it enough and you guys are probably like, oh, move on to a new subject. But I guess I need to say this out loud so that we learn our lesson.
You mean you learn
your lesson. Know, again,
you wouldn't have buy it after 48 hours.
And I changed my mind quickly. But also, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If we'd known all these things, would we have not rented this place? I still think it was our best option, given what we were up against in those final hours.
It was our best option because so many people here in Miami think that like their real estate is so valuable and that they can just ask for whatever price they want and how long the terms and everything like this. Newsflash to you people in Florida, your real estate's about ready to plummet. Your high-end homes have been on the market for 4 to 6 months, and the realtors need to tell the owners you need to adjust your prices. Because like we were like looking at houses and nobody would rent to us for 2 months. And I was like, why would you rent for us for 2 months and then just say that if anybody wanted to stay, they could start in June? Because typically in Miami down here, June, July, and August aren't really desirable months to rent.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we were already in March, the end of March, and we were like trying to negotiate with people and they're like, oh no, we want 6 months. I'm like, you might as well take 2.5 months, get a little bit of money. I don't understand people.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. It's like, get the money.
Yeah. It's hard to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I have no clue. Everyone's got their own thing. Anyways, so because of that, we had to like buy a ton of furniture.
Beds, chairs, storage units, move furniture around here.
Dressers.
We moved all the furniture back.
Mattresses, pillows, blankets.
I totally forgot like how desolate this house was until today when we started like moving everything back to its original state.
It's empty. But anyways, I met Amanda, and Amanda, just this is like the way God works. She was moving into a new apartment. You know, she's kind of like newly divorced, like restarting her life. She's got a really cute dog. Shout out to Flexi. And she was moving into a new apartment and basically needed everything. I'm like, guess what? It was either we gave all this furniture to the owner of this Airbnb,
or we have to lug it to like a
storage unit. He was like, hell no.
I'm not doing that. Or we like have like put it on Facebook Marketplace, or we just like donate it. But if we have to donate it, that means we have to take it to somewhere, and that's a full day.
And we still would have to like disassemble it. And you know, he's not a handyman.
No.
And he's handy in the kitchen, and I'm handy in other places. And
yeah, you are.
And I mean, I probably could have taken apart the beds, but that's not what I should be doing based on my episode from last Wednesday. You know, like we need to do less and do more of the things that are in our wheelhouse. So it was perfect. I said, listen, you find some dudes who can disassemble all the stuff because there are no tools here.
Yeah.
And someone who can move it all, because I don't want to get us being stuck moving it on the day when we've got to be, you know, packing up to leave. And she was like, perfect. So she came over today.
An hour, everything was done. It felt good. It felt good to see everything go in a truck and like that it's going to be used.
By someone who we adore.
Yeah. Like we've gone out with her like 2 or 3 times now. So she's,
yeah,
she's fun. What about the party you went to last week? You did go to a party. I didn't go to any parties while I was here.
Yeah, I know. You really wanted me to go to that party. Did I go to more than one?
No, you went to that one. Well, we had the meet and greet.
Yeah.
We both went to that.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit. I've already talked about it. And then I kind of shared more juicy details on Patreon. Some things I wasn't comfortable. I really got very, very juicy with my Vaulties. So Vaulties, by the way, when you join Patreon, you know, you get to listen to back episodes. So it's not like you missed anything if you're like, oh, wait, I want to hear that. Yeah, there's some interesting stories, but it was great. You guys, I'm social. Look at me, I'm social. Even my kids were like, Mom, we're so proud of you. You're like being social. Brock's like, what is this new leaf you've turned? Every single day, I'm flattered that somebody asked me about my skincare. And I have to admit, I was horrible about taking care of my skin until basically in my 40s. Do not wait. It makes a huge difference. And it is so important that you think about what is in your products before you put them on your skin. You want to look for products that are non-GMO, that are toxic-free, free of preservatives, free of synthetic additives and pesticides and chemical fertilizations. Like a lot of these things, plus dyes and parabens and other horrible ingredients, are in a lot of your skincare products. So I encourage you to find a skincare product that is clean and truly organic. I use Purity Woods. It's something I discovered just before we started traveling. I use two of their products daily. I use their age-defying day cream and I use their night cream. And don't forget to use it on your neck and your chest. Don't just stop at your face, ladies. This is a skincare line formulated by chemists at the top of their field. This is a product that helps to support the production of collagen. It also does so without disrupting your hormones or drying out your skin or creating any irritations. So turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods Age Defying Dream Cream. I'm going to spell it for you. PURITYWOODS.com/Shalene. Enter code Shalene. Again, it's PurityWoods.com/Shalene. You get 10% off when you use that code. And the link to it is always in our show notes. Being social, Brock's like, what is this new leaf you've turned?
What about here in Miami and just vacations in general? Like, what are your things that you love about spending time in other places and vacation? And what are some things that you don't like?
Well, can I tell you, I really, like today when I was at the gym, which I call the influencer gym, also known as the Build-A-B gym, I'm going to miss that place. It is such a vibe. Like we've said, we're the oldest by like 100 years.
They're very sad today when I told them that.
They were?
Yeah, when I told them.
Why can't we just go tomorrow and pay a day fee?
No, it doesn't start until after tomorrow. I told them that
we might be there tomorrow. We could work out tomorrow, right?
Yeah. We'd have to go there early.
Okay.
We got to get out of here by 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Let's just work out in New York. Let's not.
Yeah, but I went to the gym late tonight. That's why I still have my workout clothes on. But I was like, I'm going to miss this place. And when we left Southern California, I didn't feel like, oh, I'm going to really miss this gym. Obviously, I'm going to miss seeing my kids as often as we did. I'm going to miss my good friends that I get to see on the regular, miss family. But I wasn't like, people are like, do you miss SoCal? Do you miss? So how, you just went back last week, and how did it feel? Tell me.
I only, the vacation part and traveling and stuff like that, there's only two people I miss. So.
Well, more than two.
Well, I mean, they're significant. I like hanging out with Brock and Sierra.
Well, and their nieces and nephews. But yeah. But like when you went back to SoCal, how'd you feel? Like, were you like, oh, I'm missing some things?
No, I actually was like, you know, it's so familiar because that's where I was born and raised. So getting around, like, you don't have to like punch in ways like you do here.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you travel around a lot easier. You get around things. You don't have to like time things. You know exactly how long places are going to take. You get around a lot faster. But it was nice to go back and just like see everybody. But I didn't feel like sad when I was leaving.
Hey, did you drive past our house?
Yeah, a couple times.
Which somebody else is living in now. How did that feel?
Just the outside of it.
Did you drive down the road?
No, not Beach Road. I didn't go to Beach Road. I just drove PCH.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, looked the same.
So I was watching a video today with my hairstylist here in Miami, Rushi at Red Salon. Go see her. She's amazing. Like such a great energy. And she was asking me like about how I decorate. Cause she's like, you know, when you're staying in Airbnbs and stuff, it's like not your style per se. Like this art markets are like, what is going on with the art? Anyways, I said, well, I'll show you how I decorate. So I showed her pictures of the beach house, the video. And she's like, oh my gosh, why would you ever leave that? I'm like, I don't know. It's, you know,
California is
like,
tough right now. I mean, I don't want to get like involved with like what's going on there, but like it's changed so much from when I was even in high school. But even if you just go to back, like when Shalene and I were raising kids and a family, mm-hmm. It's so much different now. It's gross. There's parts of it that are gross, and it's not trending in the right direction. It's trending in the wrong direction. That's why 500,000 people have exited California since the pandemic, because it's not trending in the right direction. So there's other places in this country to go live. Now, with that being said, my opinion, I've gone to a lot of states. It's the prettiest state. Like if it was a blank canvas Like if there was nothing going on, mm-hmm. like you were settling here 300 years ago and you went to all the states, it would be like 100%. Like you'd, everybody would vote California.
Word.
There's no bugs. You get the ocean. You get winds. You get mountains. You just like literally, it's gorgeous. But you start adding up all the little things that have happened over the last 20 years.
And the traffic and the people hard it is to do business and
just make it so hard for you to do anything if you're trying to like.
But what I love, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
It's difficult. So to answer your question, obviously I miss seeing Sierra and Roman and Brock and Taylor. I got to see my dad. I saw my mom. I saw all my family, and which was great. But then I know that I'm going to go back and see them in a couple months. So I was excited to get back here to Miami. I really like obviously to see you, but I really like the vibe here.
I do too. Dude, this is more my vibe than California.
Yeah. And and we're living in a place that is not ours. So I can't imagine like picking out a place of ours and decorating it the way we like.
Yeah.
And both of us having cars. Because right now, like we wake up and it's like, Shalene's like, I'm going to work early so you can go to the gym. Like before, she would never have to say that. I would just be like, I'm going to the gym.
I don't think having one car, I think it's taught us is we only need one car.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that. Well, true.
I don't go anywhere.
And plus we can Uber. Yeah.
I mean, in California, I don't go anywhere. The only reason why we would need one at the California house is because we have that super duper long road. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of inconvenient. But I'm telling you, I am shocked how much I feel like my vibe. Okay, so first of all, I love rain and I love sunny, warm weather. And you get all those things in Florida. You guys are like, stop talking about Florida. Enough. Okay, fine. We won't. So let's move on. But I did want to ask before we went too much further. So this is one of the things that I do that's an ADHD hack is I have a pen and a piece of paper. And instead of interrupting my husband when I want to and I'm afraid I'm going to forget something, I write it down. And I do this. So if I go out to dinner with you, if we were to go out to dinner together, dear listener, I would probably bring a push journal, to be honest. And it's because while you're talking, I'm going to write a note because I don't want to interrupt you, but I also don't want to forget what I'm going to say.
Most of the time you would interrupt me and you just say, you're going to be able to remember it.
Sometimes I do that, yeah.
But let me say something because you'll always remember what you're going
to
say.
I'll say, please remember what you were just saying, but I need to say this or I'll forget. If I don't have a push journal with me, like sometimes, I don't go on dinner dates with us.
What were you going
to
ask?
I was going to ask you, because I know the answer to this, but I think people who listen to the show, especially, there's a lot of people who are, our age, and so they're dealing with parents who either have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, or they really relate to that struggle. Mm-hmm. And we get this question all the time. And for some reason, it makes me kind of like, I don't know, it makes me feel some kind of way when people are like, how's Bob? Okay. It's just like out of the blue.
So what's the question?
So the question is, how's Bob? How was it?
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I believe.
His father, if you're brand new here, his father has Alzheimer's. He lived with us for like 9 months. And he is now in an amazing facility. Nothing compares to. Should we say the name of it? Because there's more than one.
Belmont?
Yeah, it's called the Belmont. I think there's one in Texas too, but we did our research and it's remarkable.
So here's the deal. I feel that we got an amazing 9 months. We probably got the last 9 months of him still like kind of knowing a little bit and appreciating things and like wanting to work and just all that kind of stuff like that. So I feel blessed that we got that.
Yeah.
And now, here's the conversation that I had with my dad before I left. So I was flying out Saturday, like midday. So I woke up early and I went and got a donut. I went and got him a chocolate bar because he loves chocolate. So I went by the place. I knew I was only going to be able to see him for like 15 minutes. So we went out there, he starts eating the chocolate bar and he says, what are you doing? He's already asking.
He didn't say, what are you doing? I know he didn't ask. So what are you doing?
He's like,
but whatever he said meant that.
Meant that, right? So I'm not gonna say exactly what he said. I'm just gonna tell you like how I interpret things. And he said, basically, it was like he wanted to know what's next because he knew I was only there for 15 minutes. I said, well, I gotta go jump. I'm jumping on a plane. I wanted to come by here and have a donut with you. And I'm jumping on a plane and I'm gonna go back and see Shalene. He's like, okay. And he's like, then where? Like, that means, well, where are you going next? And I said, I won't be back for a little while. I never tell him 2 weeks or a month because it doesn't matter. I said, I'll be back in a little bit.
No concept of time.
But I'll call you. And Shalene and I are going to Europe. And we're going to go to France and Italy. And we're going to go have fun, Dad. And that makes him light up because even though he doesn't, like, he can't say, that's my son, Brett, like, he knows that we're buddies. And
he knows that there's a love.
There's a love there. He knows that I'll take care of him. And he's just like, you know what? He goes, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's what he said. You got to go. And I go, what do you mean you got to go? You mean I got to go and do my thing and have fun? He goes, you got to go right now.
Aww.
So, you know, that's kind of like telling me, like, don't worry about me. You go have fun because I've already done all this.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah. But he definitely, on the video that you sent, I could tell, like, even the way he was eating the
donut,
like the way he was holding him, like,
yeah.
It was.
It's like a physical.
It was like, you know what I mean? And then I saw the one, you know, Brett videotapes him so I could see the whole thing. And I saw how he was like, he had his fork upside down. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, try it like this, you know? And
yeah.
So he's struggling. I could tell he was struggling a lot more. And he just looked much more like, there's a look in the eyes. It's like a dead look. It's
like glazed over. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't notice me the first day when I got there, when he usually notices me a little bit.
Yeah.
And the person had to, like, the worker there had to say, which they're amazing. Those people all get, like, I don't know if they're in heaven, there's ocean.
Of course they're going to heaven.
I know, but I said in heaven, if there's like ocean front or like whatever you like to do, like they go front of the line.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
got, if you're a nurse, if you are someone who cares for someone with Down syndrome, a special needs child, if you are a firefighter, if you are someone who's in public service, like
taking care of elderly people,
the military, y'all go straight to the front of the line when it comes to heaven. Like, you just are just, that's, I can't say enough amazing things about you.
That'd be my vote.
One of my favorite things right now, to use a silk pillowcase, right? Like, you know that that's so much better for your hair, for your face, etc. And there's a lot of companies that make them that aren't even silk. They look like silk, but they're satin or they're cotton blends. And that just isn't as good for your hair or your skin. So anyways, I found this pillowcase called Blissy, B-L-I-S-S-Y. And it's amazing. So I sleep on this pillow. And then when I travel, I use the pillowcase. I turn it inside out and I put my jewelry, all my long necklaces, on the pillowcase. Okay, because you know how your long necklaces get tangled up. So I lay them all out like one at a time, and then I just start at one end and I roll all the necklaces up, and then I fold it in half and I put a rubber band around it. Then wherever it is that we're traveling to, I just unroll it, lay out all my necklaces. They're completely untangled. I turn my pillowcase right side out, and then I use it over the hotel pillowcase. Because think about all the weird things that could have happened on that community pillowcase. So it's really nice to travel with your own pillowcase, which I think is a great kind of gift, like any female would love. But if you go and get a Blissy pillowcase, let me tell you something you also need to get. They have this pillowcase spray that's all natural, and it's eucalyptus and lavender. This is the best smelling scent. I mean, you will immediately think, wait a second, am I in a luxurious spa? It's insane. It smells so good. Anyways, I've got a million positive reviews, and because I am in love with them, I reached out to them and said, hey, we'd love to have you guys offer a discount to our listeners. And they were like, sure, we'd love to do that. So not only are they going to give you a 30% discount, they're also going to let you try their pillowcase for 60 nights. And if you don't love it, you can return it. So just go to Blissy, Blissy.com/Shalene. That's where you get 30% off. Again, you need to use code Shalene to get your 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you. Again, it's Blissy, Blissy.com/Shalene for 30% off. Give it a try. If you are someone who cares for someone with Down syndrome, a special needs child, if you are a firefighter, if you are someone who's in public service, like
taking care of elderly people,
the military, y'all go straight to the front of the line when it comes to heaven. Like, you just are just, that's, I can't say enough amazing things about you.
That'd be my vote.
Agreed. So again, when Rushi was asking me, oh my gosh, why would you leave that house? It looks so beautiful. Oh my, that's my dream. I'm like, I know, but we lived it. And like, we want to do things that we Like, I'm so excited to go to Europe. Are we so excited?
So excited. We're still in the house.
I know, but like, are you? Let's talk about Europe. Are you so excited?
So excited.
What are you so excited about?
Well, I love going to a place where we know first.
Yeah.
And you like that.
Oh, we know that you like the familiarity.
I like, because here's the deal. It takes a couple days to get your groove on because of the time change. And, you know, we understand.
One day,
but like, we know the beach clubs to hit. We know the restaurants we want to go to, and then we'll add to them. So we have enough days there where we can go to two or three new restaurants, but we're going to go to our favorite ones. And by the way, the ones that are our favorite are like the ones you're supposed to go to anyway. So it's just a vibe there. It's just like a nice, relaxing feeling. It's like, I love the South of France in June after the Cannes Film Festival. Get all the actors and the producers and all those people, get them out of there. Let them go have their fun for a Cannes Film Festival. They're out of there now. And then we kind of come in, and early June is kind of like an in between, like all the people coming in July and August. So it's not as crowded. It's a lot of fun. And it's just, I also, you know what else I like about it?
What?
I like the time difference.
Oh yeah. You kind of feel like you're like, I don't know.
It's kind of like you go to bed.
You, here's what it is. I know what it is. No one can really, I mean, they're all asleep. So you actually are getting to like enjoy your day. Yeah. And you're hitting them up with, God, that's how we should do business. You're hitting your team up with messages, and then they're responding while you're asleep. And then, you know what I mean? It's amazing. So you get to be very present. That's what it is. We get to be so present with each other.
With our vault people, I remember we did our, we had our monthly call with all the people in vault last year.
Yeah.
Mykonos. Yeah, and it was like at 9 o'clock at night. I remember.
For us or for them?
For us. Mm. Like 9 o'clock at night, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I love that. But I will say, if I can, one thing that I've experienced in the last 3 months, which is growth for me, and I think it's really important that we all try to grow, and you can, is I really am becoming more social. And I know you guys are like, what? You are a very, I'm very outgoing. I'm very talkative by myself, but I don't usually like to be around a lot of people. I don't like to go to new places. This is the story I told myself. This is the lie I had told myself. And when I, when I did my reading with a psychic back in, I don't know when that was.
They say yes more to things.
Yes. And she's like, you need to meet people. And I was like, all right. And then I started like really trying to convince myself and telling myself a different story that like, and gosh, what a wonderful shift I have experienced by just stepping into environments where it's like, I'm enjoying this. So it's like,
I think if we wouldn't have been at the influencer gym too the whole time,
yeah,
you probably would have met somebody as much as we went to the gym. You'd have probably met somebody at the gym. Like when we went to Coconut Grove, it seemed like more people like
our age
and like some.
But I don't associate. I don't identify as our age.
I know that, but then why didn't you
like
become
when I'm
friends?
Around,
I thought maybe you'd become friends with one of those people in the gym.
At this gym?
Yeah.
There were no women.
That's true. It was very boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. I was friendly with a few other guys there, but like, not like, hey, let's, hey, you young 25-year-old guy who's like my son's age, you want to go out and get coffee?
I was in the sauna.
I bet you were. Go ahead.
And literally, the conversations that go on in the sauna between like 23 to 27-year-old boys
is what? What's it about? Tell me.
Like they're all like talking like a big game, like they got like this deal going on.
Oh, do they ever talk about girls or no?
No.
Oh, it's all about like.
It's all about what they got going on. Yeah. It's all about their stacks that they're going to be making and this deal. Meanwhile, they're all talking about like they're sharing a one-bedroom apartment, in Edgewater or something like that, which is funny.
But they also drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah,
like they're so playing the game. It's so funny. But the gym is awesome. It's freaking awesome. It's weird. When I
got sad today when I told them they were going to put on hold.
Come on, Mon. Did they really? Who did you talk to?
Well,
which one?
Well, I had to tell Danny. The girl that signed
us up. She's not very nice to me. I know she's nice to you, but she's not very nice to me.
Why isn't she nice to you?
I don't know.
Have you ever tried to be nice to her?
Yes.
She's very friendly. She's from California.
I'm very friendly to her. I'm like, hi. She's like.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if she's having a bad day, but yeah.
That's weird because she's always really nice.
Well, I mean, look. Yeah, of course. She thinks you're a hot old rich guy.
No, She's from California.
Oh, okay. That's it. She's from California. That's why she's nice to you. Give me a break, honey. Okay. You're funny.
Okay. Well, then that one girl that works the front desk is super nice.
Which one? The one from LA? The black girl?
Black girl.
Yeah. Oh, I love her.
She's awesome.
She's the only normal one at the gym.
Then the other guy that's like...
JR?
No, the other guy. He's got dark hair too, a little bit taller than JR. He was very disappointed.
Oh.
And then Eric, I went and saw Eric, and he's just like, hey, man, if you need anything, just text me. That was the guy that was doing my physical therapy. Super nice guy.
You're so friendly. You've always been social. Yeah. But you don't really have, like, you don't make friends. Like, you should try to make friends. You're friendly, but you don't try to make friends. I try to make friends. Like,
what do you mean? What's the difference? I'm friendly. I'm like,
Should I go to lunch? Yes, I'm friendly, but I enjoy friendships. And by that, I mean someone who it's like, I can be there for you. I want to know about you. I want to know about your childhood. I want to know what birth order you are. I want to know all the things that I need to know to do a psychological assessment of you. In fact, Rushi today said, what would you do if this weren't your career? I love Rushi, by the way. We're friends. But she said, what would you do if you weren't doing what you did, like what you do now? And you know what I told her? I said, I'll tell you what I would do. I would be a stylist because my favorite thing to do is to just keep buying clip-in hair extensions and cutting them. I love cutting hair extensions. I love making...
Your bedroom is filled with hair. Like if we both got murdered tonight, people would be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, because they would do a DNA test and I'd be like 30 different women in here.
Yeah.
I love doing other people's hair. I love cutting. I started cutting hair like when I was in sixth grade and boys would come over to my house. You can ask Marge. Because I knew how to give the perfect mullet.
Oh.
And that was like...
I think you gave me did that in college.
Yeah. I sure did.
Yeah.
I was like the queen of the mullet. And so I would cut everybody's hair. This is like when the mullet just came in. And like we lived in a small town where like, you know, people who cut hair didn't know how to do the mullet. I knew how to do the mullet. So I would cut everybody. And so I'm obsessed with doing hair. I would be a stylist. Those of you who are stylists, I think it's the coolest job in the world. It's art.
Mullet.
Your mullet was great because it was all curly, Ben. Now your hair is straight. But he had like a curly... Brown, I will put a picture up on the YouTube video of what Brett Johnson looked like when I met him. Woo! Wow. He was not my type, but I'm like, whose type is he not? He had like brown hair with like blonde highlights, curly. He was tan. So cute. Anyways, you're still so cute. So back to hair. But I also would like to be a psychologist because if, for those of you who know, like, because I talked about this on my Patreon, I played the episodes with my therapist. That's a whole nother story. So those of you who are on Patreon, you're going to get like the conclusion basically this week. But my therapist said, he never listens to me, but my therapist said that I have the mind of a psychologist.
You told me that.
I did?
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh, but I do find that fascinating. I'm like, that would be a cool thing is if you are a style, because think about it. When you sit down in a stylist chair, a lot of people just share their problems and they treat their stylist
kind of like when you were a personal trainer.
Yes, personal trainers and stylists end up becoming unqualified therapists. So I would get my license as a therapist and I would also do your hair and it's like a 2-for-1. It'd be a very expensive session, but...
So what it was pretty funny because you were talking about this. What I tell you today, like if I didn't do what I do right now, what would I be really good at?
I forget.
Remember I told like a personal assistant for like an...
Executive. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Literally like today... Like Shalene's like...
Except for like a high-end woman.
So I drop off Shalene at her Roshi hairdo place. Mm-hmm. And then I roll to a place I found last night to get her new sneakers, new tennis shoes. Found the perfect size. Took pictures. Which one do you want? She chooses the one. Boom. Pay for that. She gives me 3 outfits from Alice and Olivia.
Good job.
That she like... I don't know. She tried them on all when we were there. And then when she got them back...
Changed
she
my mind.
Like them, she changed her mind. Well, it was a month ago. #ADHD.
Can I tell the truth? One of the shirts, I wore it in a video, and then I'm like, all right, I wore it, but now I don't want it.
Okay, good.
And I kept the tag.
So it was like a month long.
And I returned it, but don't tell Alice and Olivia. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it was a month long. So I'm like, I can't get a store credit. I can't just get like a credit card. And they're like, no, it says right on the receipt. Like, and I go, can I exchange things from in here? And she's like, yes. #. I'm like, okay. Open up the computer and go to her name and tell me what she's bought in all of her sizes. So I pick out 2 things, take photos. She goes, love, buy both of them.
Yeah, it was a perfect. It was like exactly me.
Yes. Boom. Then roll to Home Depot because I can go to Alice Olivia and roll right to Home Depot. I go to Home Depot, get another storage container, ship stuff back. Boom, hashtag get the email from Bank of America that the euros have arrived. So run over to Bank of America, get the euros, because I was stressed about that because I was like, I ordered them like next day. They haven't been here for like 2 days. We have to have money when we're in
Europe. Dude, you could make so much money if I were to just pass away or something and you wanted to hire yourself out as a really good looking personal shopper to like a high powered boss babe like myself, right? The boss lady. And you were her chef and her shoe concierge, and you bought her clothes. And also there's other things you do that are like very, very valuable.
And then still had the time to swing by and pick you up, open your door, get you in the thing and drive you back to the house.
You're a catch.
And I went back to the house and dropped off all the stuff in between that.
You're hot. I mean, let's, I mean,
actually, you know what it is? It's a skill that I've learned. And I actually learned this from my dad, was like, when you have a list of things to do,
yeah,
you look at them.
Okay, this is, I'm paying attention.
Okay, you look at them and you kind of get like a vicinity, like whether you're, you know, you use Yelp or whatever you use, and get like a direction, because you don't want to be crossing back and forth. So you kind of want to do like a circle. And that's exactly what I did. I went to the shoe place, Alice Olivia, the bank, Home Depot, back to pick up Shalene. And it was a big giant circle. Now, if I would have started at Home Depot, then I'd have to go this way and then this way and then back to the bank and then back to Shalene. So you got to kind of like know your route.
I'm really curious. I think there's two types of people. So I cannot go in a store for one thing, buy it and leave. I just cannot. I cannot do that. I do not have that DNA. It is beyond me. I am enamored by people who can do that.
It's beneath you.
It's beneath me, and I just don't have that ability. Today, I said, hey, you want to go to Michael's with me? The reason why I asked you if you wanted to go to Michael's with me is because I know myself, because I needed one thing and I knew that was going to be a struggle. It's 6 minutes away, so I should have been back here.
It took an hour.
I know. I should have been back here in 20 minutes, right? 6, 12, spend some time, like maximum 20 minutes. It took me an hour. You know why? Because I can't go in and buy one thing. So I bought, it was like the dumbest little thing that I need to buy. But then I walked up and down every aisle and I kept saying to myself, what am I doing? We're leaving tomorrow. Well, I don't need to buy crafts. I don't need to buy any of these things, but I just don't have the ability to leave. I can walk in to Target for one item and leave $700 later. I can't walk into a grocery store, and can I?
No.
And he can't send me just like, go just pick up coffee creamer for us. No, I have to go walk up and down every single aisle because there might be some product I've never seen before. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to live that way. Don't make me do it. That's why I don't go to stores. And I think it's a gift. And so if you were to ever hire a personal assistant, like Kristen would do that.
Kristen could do this.
Oh my God, I know Kristen. So, you know, she manages YouTube. She manages the podcast. She manages our life. But when she was originally, we hired her as our personal assistant. And I would say like, hey, when Nordstrom's opens today, could you return these shoes? Can you return these shoes and exchange them for this? And she was like, sure, no problem. And like she would show up at the house.
At 10:10.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't understand. Nordstrom opened at 10. How are you here? She's like, well, I got there a little bit early. They opened 5 minutes early, I exchanged the shoes and I came here. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, I can't run errands. I can't do anything brief. Nothing is brief for me.
Yeah,
okay, so we're going to finish this up with a few questions I want to ask you, okay? And you had some nice ones, but I have a few for you. This is from P.S. I'm telling you, if you're not good at having deep conversations with your friends or your significant other, this app is so fun. Like some of the topics in it, we could not do on camera, but you're gonna really, really, really enjoy them. You can get a discount when you go to paired.com and you go /Shalene. So it's PAIRED.com/Shalene. When you use that link, you're gonna get a 7-day free trial. Plus you'll get 25% off if you sign up. It's a very affordable subscription anyways. And I really can't think of anything more important to invest in than your relationship. But this is something like super affordable that the two of you can do together, and I think it'll make you feel more connected. So if that's you, I'd love to hear what you think about it. Okay, again, if you want the discount for your subscription and 7 days free, it's paired.com/Chalene. Okay, I'm not going to read the ones that I think you would really, really enjoy.
Okay.
Because we'll save that for another day after we've had, like, you know, a few more solo cups. But I'm going to ask you a few of the fun questions. These are questions under the category of grow your partner knowledge. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you really like about my personality?
What do I really like about your personality?
Yeah.
I love that you are, for 99% of the time, you are never down. You're always up. You're always ready to do something fun. Even if you have like something on your mind to do because of your ADHD, I think, like, if I'm like, we should go do this, you're like, okay. And then you just kind of like push everything off. So that spontaneity is really fun. And I love that you're always out for a good time.
What does that mean?
Like, no matter what it is, like going out to dinner or just different stuff. Just like, you're always up for something. Like the fact that we're going to Europe for 6 weeks, this is probably a testament to both of us because this kind of freaks me out a little bit. You probably know that I've been a little stressed about it. We're going for 6 weeks and we have the first 16 days.
Yeah.
Mapped out. That's it. We don't have a hotel. We don't have a continent. We don't have a country. We don't have a city. We have
crazy
16 days booked and then we'll figure it out.
What do you think I like about your personality the most? Or do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
I love how confident you are. It is yummy. And I tell you, like, there are moments when you are in your zone, like when you're talking about finances, when you're coaching people about anything that you're like really knowledgeable on, I just am like, oh, what? It's very cute. Okay, this is interesting. What do you prefer to do with your partner that you don't like to do on your own? That's a good one.
What do I like to do with my partner that I don't like to do on my own?
Uh-huh.
I don't really like to go to dinner by myself.
I would say that's probably true for me too.
I mean, I'd rather be with you at night than be by myself. So I would say, like, I'd rather be with you than be alone would be like my general answer. Like, I'm more happy when you're around than I am when you're not.
Even like just during the day?
I mean,
you could be honest. Like, if you had your preference.
No, I like during the day. I like to do my own thing.
You do?
During the day.
You do?
Yeah, like, I mean, I because I enjoy, like, going to the gym. And sometimes you and I don't have the same schedule. Sometimes you and I have different meetings. And you and I have a different workflow. Because you are a podcast listener and a kind of an organizer and a kind of a personal space.
Person in the morning. I prep.
In the morning. When I wake up, I work.
You paid me. As if my preparation is not worth.
What I'm saying is I'm like diving into like emails.
You're responding. I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm prepping.
I'm getting things answered. I'm putting fires out. I'm trying to learn why things, I'm looking at numbers. Mm-hmm. So I'm really in like a work mode that first 2 hours of the day where I'm not in a like creation or like figuring out, like I'm in a work mode when I wake up.
I'm in work mode too, but it looks different. And so, in fact, you paid me a compliment during the Marketing Impact Academy launch this year. You said, it is unbelievable how much you prepare for every single workshop.
And podcasts.
And that really meant a lot to me. And when I prepare, I can't also respond to text messages, whether it's from my friends or family members or work or staff or consultants or emails, none of it. Like I have to block it out because I need to, it feels good to hyper-focus. And that's how I memorize. And that's how it's why I love podcasting. Okay. So on that note, so these are questions that you find in the Paired app. I'll read you guys some of the categories. If you don't have this app, okay, so let me...
Are we done with the questions?
No, I've got one more question for you. So let me ask the one more question, then I'll tell you how it works, okay? What is something that you prefer to do without your partner?
My initial thought would just be like what I did today. I would like to run errands by myself, not with you.
Mm-hmm.
because then if I went to Home Depot,
I just said that's not thing, bubble.
You were walking up and down and buying like
nails, totally,
and hammers and stuff like that. You know? So I think I would rather run errands by myself,
okay,
versus with you.
Mm-hmm. For me, the things I like to do most things by myself, and that's not because I don't love you, but like I am very easily distracted. Like I can be doing something on the left side of the room, and if Brett walks in, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't come in our room. I'm like, yeah, you can, but like you just interrupted my thought pattern. Like I think it's because of the ADHD.
It is because of the ADHD.
And it's not like just you. Like and maybe it's the ADHD, maybe it's the introvert in me, I don't know, but like I need a ton of time alone. And the reason why I think is because people distract me. I feel your energy, I sense you, and it takes me off my focus, my game, whatever. Yeah. So there's many times, especially when we're doing a power walk, which you guys know, because you probably saw last Friday's episode. I love zone two cardio. Zone two cardio for me is, you know, power walking. I can learn, I can zone. I love that. And I'll be like, hey, I'm going to take a walk. And then you'll say,
I'll go with you.
And I'll say,
you'll say, oh, I'm going to do this one by myself. I'm like, okay.
Or sometimes I'll say, okay, but do you mind if I wear headphones? And because I need to spend this hour prepping. And so it's like I have a different audiobook that I need to prepare with, because maybe I'm going to be interviewing that person or whatever. And he's like, that's okay, that's fine. And he'll listen to like his financial shows or whatever. Anyways, the way this app works, I just wanted to tell you that like this is, I don't know who invented this, but it is brilliant. If you know, I don't know if you can gift it to somebody, but like I really think this is something that Brock and Taylor probably already do this, but Sierra and Roman, this would be really good for them. If you want to get to know one of your friends, if you don't know how to ask deep questions, if you and your partner, like if you are struggling to have conversations about your sexual preferences or just like to spice things up, there's a whole category for that. If there's conversations you want to use to help resolve conflict. So what it does, sex and intimacy, connection, meaning and growth, money and finances, that's a big issue for a lot of people, home and work, the distribution of work, there's categories for friends and family. So the way it's supposed to work is you have somebody else that you send them your link. You're supposed to send the login and your code to someone else. Like I'm supposed to send you my code, and then you're supposed to type in your responses on the app. And maybe some people do that. My thought is, more often than not, like one of you is really into like the whole app part of it, and the other one's like, yeah, I'm not doing this on the app. But I think most people, if you just even had the prompts, do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like I'm asking you right now, like you're into it. You're into this, right? Like yeah. me asking you those questions?
Sure. But, you send me a link. I'd be like,
yeah. So that's it. I was just going to say. It
works for both type of people.
Yeah. And the questions are really, 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 really good. So anyways, thank you so much, Brett Johnson. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for spending the last 3 months with me in Miami.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me on today's podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
And thank you everyone who is listening on whatever podcast app you're listening to.
And this isn't a plug for Patreon or Vault, but we're ready to go for 6 weeks to Europe.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea for you to join for a couple months.
Mm.
Okay. Just say. There
could be they have a free trial offer right now.
There's some shenanigans going on in Europe.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. I love you. I mean it. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace out.